time is on my side. Amen. But have you ever?
Yes.
Thank Sister Nelson Thor, that beautiful selection.
Beautiful.
Well, I have come now that we must go into the Word of God. I'm going to ask you to pray with me, pray for me. Few minutes from the third chapter, the book of Daniel. And the text will be drawn from the 17th verse. We're going to read 15th, 16th, and 17th verse. Now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, palstra, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, ye shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of a burning fire furnace.
Amen.
And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand?
My Lord.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand.
Amen.
But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, neither worship the golden image which thou hast set up. For the God that we serve, he's able. Many men says this with their mouth, but the heart's far off. But I'm a living witness today that I can say for sure that God is able. The one that I serve. This God that I serve, he was able one day to move out. And the space of nothing. And moved upon the deep and spoke a word. Heaven and earth. Moved and existed. He was able to step back on the deep. Spoke and the sun, moon came in existence. And I'm here to say the same God. He's able to do. His third move, he moved on the many waters. He was able to scoop up the sea in the hollow of his hand. Within his span, he's able to melt it up. Then he moved. The stars and the silver sockets in glory. And was able to number them. Even the sand on the seashore. That same God is able to do. No other God but him. For he is the God of the living and not of the dead. When the hospital doors be locked at night, doctors go home, lie down in the bed. Nurses on the nurse station. Sometimes they fall asleep. But David said, my God. He don't slumber. Neither do he sleep. He would not suffer thy feet to be moved. Yet even the sun wouldn't smite you by day. Nor the moon by night. So with that cause, I say he's able to deliver us. Not only out of the hands of men, but out of the will of Satan. God is able.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. If you allow me to go back in the book of Exodus. And the 14th chapter. Where Moses led the children of Israel. God to the Red Sea. And he looked on it right. And Mount Nebo. And he turned to the left. Mount Sinai. And in front of him, it was the Red Sea. Somebody said it to see the dust of Pharaoh's on.
Lord.
Was on his trail. Children of Israel began to go. I said, look at you, Moses. What you done to us? Brought us out the land of Egypt. Through the sand of death. Got them down to the Red Sea. Pharaoh gonna slay us all. See, I would that I'd have stayed in Egypt. Under a hard taskmaster. And the suffer this day. Moses, a man of God. Turned his face towards heaven. And said, oh Lord, I am God.
I
want you to hear me. Told him in your hand. What is that? He said it's a rock. So stretch out the rock over the water. Work over. Moses stretched out on God's word. Somebody ought to stretch out today on God's word. But he stretched out the sea divided. Got trouble in the mouth. Heaped up on either side. God told Moses to march on through the Red Sea. Moses led the children to the other side. Pharaoh's army coming close. Whoa, Lord. Oh, Moses, the same rock you have in your hand, stretch it out over the wall. Moses stretched out God's rock over the wall. Solid water unfold. Pharaoh's arm so far gone, he couldn't turn around. Meshach, Shemrach, Abednego,
The Jews. The Jews. Give the life gone.
Yeah. Thank you.
for the working of the Spirit. Jesus.